Hamas terrorist in October 7th attack worked for UNRWA, Israel says. The Israeli army says that a Hamas commander it killed this week, in conjunction with the Air Force and the Shin Bet counterterrorism agency, had been on the United Nations payroll when he led part of the October 7th massacre last year. Mohammed Abu Idawi was a commander in Hamas Nukba, the terrorist group's special forces unit, said Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, spokesman for the Israel Defense Force, on Thursday. Idawi, who was killed on October 23rd, commanded the October 7th attack on the bomb shelter at Kibbutz Re'aim near the Gaza frontier. There, many from the nearby Nova Music Festival, who fled when the attack started, were taking shelter. From this bomb shelter on the side of the road, Hirsch Goldberg-Pollen, Alon Ohel or Levi and Aliyah Cohen were all taken hostage into Gaza, and many others were murdered, Hagari said. Those attending the Nova Festival were the largest single group of people killed on October 7th. At least 364 were killed out of the 1,200 people murdered by an estimated 3,000 Hamas terrorists that day. UNRWA, the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugee Relief, had employed Idawi since July 2022, Hagari said. We have the records to prove it. UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, has been accused by Israel of having many employees who double as members of Hamas and other terrorist groups. The UN said in August that 9 UNRWA staff were possibly involved in the October 7th attacks and fired them. UNRWA confirmed on October 24th that Idawi worked for them as a staff member. The agency said his name was on a list received from Israel in July of 100 staff members who allegedly zero parading as members of terrorist groups, including Hamas. The agency said it took no action against Idawi because Israel did not respond to a request for further information. The UNRWA Commissioner General responded to that letter immediately stating that any allegation is taken seriously. He urged to cooperate with the agency by providing more information so he could take action. To date, UNRWA has not received any response to that letter, said Juliet Toma, UNRWA's Director of Communications. Hagari said Israel had requested urgent clarification from senior UN officials and an urgent investigation into the involvement of UNRWA employees in the October 7th massacre. Israel has long accused the UNRWA, established in 1949, of complicity with Hamas. The agency is unique among UN agencies in only dealing with a single refugee group, Palestinians. Most others are handled by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees Office, and in employing Palestinians for nearly all its jobs. Unlike efforts for other refugee groups, it makes no effort to resettle Palestinians. UNRWA schools in Gaza, Israel alleges, teach children to hate Jews and Israel, dimming prospects for peace in the future. The Associated Press and Reuters contributed to this report.